Now, I thought maybe I'd do another Indian poem. This one is called A Bear Paw. And this is the site of the surrender of the Nez Perce, and perhaps many of you have read about this. The Nez Perce did not want to be put on a reservation, so led by three or four chiefs, they traveled back and forth across Idaho and Montana, thousands and thousands of miles, a miraculous kind of a trek, actually. And they ended up decimated by disease and hunger up on what we call the High Line in Montana, south of what is now the town of Chinook. And I'm telling you a false story at this point. I'll explain in a moment. They believed that they had made it over the border to Canada and that they had escaped the cavalry. They woke up one morning and the cavalry was coming and they realized they'd miscalculated. And so they had a final battle. A lot of people were killed. A lot of whites, a lot of soldiers, a lot of Indians, including Chief Looking Glass, the famous Nez Perce warrior chief. And it was there that Chief Joseph, seeing the helplessness of the situation, the wounded and the misery and despair, decided they could not go on any longer. So he made a very famous speech that is recorded in many history books. And the last sentence is a very moving sentence. The whole speech is quite touching. The last sentence is, from where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever. Now, that's the false story. And there's a kind of a nice guy, but a sort of killjoy at Boise State University, who, after I told this story, told me that the Indians knew they weren't in Canada, that they just stopped there because they were too tired to go on. Anyway, I just want to explain that the first story, the one I told you where they thought there, that's the one I believed when I wrote the poem. And last night I met a historian who says the guy in Boise State is wrong and that my first version is right. That was at the University of Delaware. So anyway, something happened back there. This is Bear Paw. The wind is 95. It still pours from the east like armies, and it drains each day of hope. From any point on the surrounding rim, below, the teepees burn. The wind is infantile and cruel. It cries, give in, give in, and Looking Glass is dying on the hill. Pale grass shudders, cattails beg and bow. Down the draw, the dust of anxious horses hides the horses. When it clears, a car with Indiana plates is speeding to Chinook. That bewildering autumn, the air howled garbled information, and the howl of coyotes blurred the border. Then a lull in wind, V after V of Canada geese, silence on the High Line, only the eternal nothing of space. This is Canada, and we are safe. You can study plaques, the unique names of Indians, or bland ones of the whites, or study books, or recreate from any point on the rim, the action. Mark stakes tell you where they fell. Learn what you can. The wind takes all you learn away to reservation graves. If close enough to struggle, to take blood on your hands, you turn your weeping face into the senile wind. Looking Glass is dead and will not die. The hawk that circles overhead is starved for carrion. One more historian is on the way, his cloud on the horizon. 5 years from now, the wind will be 100, full of Joseph's words and dusting plaques. Pray hard to weather that lone surviving God, that in some sudden wisdom we surrender.